production. Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. This is C.P. McGregor speaking. Welcome to the La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars, radio's greatest daytime dramatic program. Every day, a complete 30-minute drama from Hollywood. Every day, a famous Hollywood star. Today, our star is Howard Duff in Love That Law. Act one in just a moment, but first, a word from our announcer, Wendell Niles.
It's at your grocer's now. The great new 1949 Durum wheat harvest is in, and it's the finest ever produced. That means La Rosa brings you the most delicious macaroni, spaghetti, and egg noodles you ever tasted. Because La Rosa's got the cream of the crop. You see, La Rosa is the world's largest user of fine Durum wheat semolina. So it's natural that leading Durum millers offer La Rosa first choice of super select number one cream of the crop semolina. Prove it to yourself. Tonight, make the La Rosa three-way quality test. See, taste, compare. See La Rosa's natural golden color, the natural sunshine of the world's finest semolina. Taste La Rosa's luscious flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious, with that just right firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. Now, once again, our producer.
The curtain rises on Act One of Love That Law, starring Howard Duff as Captain Haggard. Well, like all good stories, this one has a her in it. Her name is Althea Baxter, and she has red hair, and she has a temper. Along with these explosive items, she also has a complete disregard for the long arm of the law, which everybody knows is very, very bad indeed. Althea is particularly allergic to such things as traffic signals, no-stop signs, speed limits, one-way streets, and right-of-ways, and no parking signs, and fire plugs, and oh yes, and policemen. Well, one day, Althea was coming out of a department store behind a staggering armful of hat boxes and bundles, headed for her neat convertible roadster parked at the curb. And there was a fire plug, and there was a policeman. A tall, broad, handsome policeman, and he smiled. Wouldn't it?
Chaplin, would you mind opening the door for me? I want to put these bundles in, please.
Oh, not in the least. Be glad to. I was just wondering whose car this was.
You mean you like it?
Oh, yes, it's a very nice little car. Yeah, in fact, it's very nice.
Oh, well, I'm awfully glad. Of course, it's last year's model, but it runs all right. Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Oh, are you planning to rush off so quickly? I mean, must you?
Oh, yes, I'm afraid I must. You see, I've got a million things to do, and even though I'd like to, I really haven't the time to stand around on the street talking to lonely policemen.
Oh, I see. Well, before you leave, perhaps you could tell me what that is.
That?
Uh-huh.
Well, that is a definite pronoun denoting an object.
Oh, yes. Well, that isn't exactly what I mean. I mean, what is the object that denotes, the one I'm pointing at?
Oh, that. Well, it looks like a fire plug.
That's absolutely right. And you know, there's a strange little legend about that fire plug.
Oh, well, really,
You see, a long time ago, some very silly people got together and they made up a law. This law says people mustn't go around parking automobiles or buggies or airplanes in front of fireplugs. Isn't that the silliest thing?
Oh.
And the fact that I'm a policeman and the fact that you park in front of a fireplug places me in the most embarrassing position.
You mean...
Mm-hmm, I mean. And here's a ticket. It won't admit you to the policeman's ball. It's only good for one admission to the court of traffic violations.
I suppose you think you're smart, don't you?
Well, I suppose a little. Having become a police captain in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I won't detain you any longer. You've got a million things to do, one of which is to appear in court, and the judge is a most impatient individual. He just hates, like, everything to be kept waiting. Goodbye.
You and your pretty little ticket. Here's just how much I think of it.
Hey.
There.
Oh, gee whiz. A nice, brand-new ticket in 1,000 pieces. And that was the last one I had. And so now I'll have to drive you down to the police station so we can get another one.
You'll do nothing of the sort. I never let other people drive my car. And besides, I'm in a hurry.
So am I. So move over, miss. We won't waste any time.
As the tall, tall, broad, handsome policeman drove Althea across town in her neat convertible roadster, she turned on every wicked wile in the Handbook of Feminine Strategy. She smiled, she simpered, she flattered, she quietly wept, she tragically sobbed, turning autumn brown eyes pitifully brimming with alligator tears on the minion of the law. But the minion of the law was not impressed. He took a very dim view of the whole thing. And then, as they drove up in front of the precinct station, Althea completely lost her temper. She completely blew her top, which everybody knows is very, very bad indeed, particularly with a policeman. And so, now Althea's in jail. And at the moment, she's holding a rather lopsided conversation with her fiancé, Mr. Ralph Vanderogel. Mr. Vanderogel is an attorney, but oft times of late he wishes that he were a fringe putter on her in a Surrey top factory.
Ralph Vanderogel, do you realize that I've been sitting in this smelly old police station for more than an hour waiting for you?
But I couldn't get here any faster, Althea. I came as quickly as I could. I had a very important client in my office when you called.
Client in your office, while your own fiancé sits cooling her heels in this awful dungeon. Oh, I only wish that you were a plumber instead of a lawyer.
Sometimes I wish the same thing. What's the charge this time, Althea?
Oh, it's some silly nonsense about parking in front of a fire plug and tearing up a ticket and insulting an officer and resisting arrest and assault.
Assault?
Well, I didn't hit him very hard.
Oh.
I didn't even use my fist, just my open hand.
Is that all?
Well, I guess so. I think they're going to forget about me throwing the inkwell at the desk sergeant.
You threw an inkwell at the desk sergeant?
Well, he shouldn't have asked me such foolish questions. Where do I live? What's my age? It's none of his business.
So you threw an inkwell at him?
I didn't hit him with it. He ducked. Well, Ralph, don't just sit there. Do something. I mean, get me out of here.
From what you tell me, Althea, I don't even think the governor could get you out of here. I'd better go see the judge.
Miss Baxter, will you stand up, please?
Yes, sir.
I understand that you wish to be represented by an attorney, Miss Baxter.
Oh, if it please the court, I'm here to represent Miss Baxter.
Yes, Your Honor, he's here to represent Miss Baxter. I mean, me.
I see. You are here charged with violation of Traffic Ordinance 262, resisting arrest, assaulting an officer, disturbing the peace, and assault with a weapon with intent to do bodily injury. The weapon being herein named as an inkwell. How do you plead?
Your Honor, my client wishes to plead guilty and throw herself on the mercy of the court.
Yes, yes. And such being the case, I'm afraid the quality of mercy would have to be somewhat strained. Do you realize the seriousness of your charges, Miss Baxter?
Well, in the first place, it would never have happened if it hadn't been for that big hoodlum over there.
I presume you're referring to Captain Haggerty?
Well, if that's what the big bully's name is, yes.
And would you say that, in your opinion, Captain Haggerty used undue methods in making the arrest?
Well, he was a smart aleck, if that's what you mean, Your Honor, and he called me names.
Captain Haggerty?
Yes, Your Honor?
You just heard the allegations made by the prisoner.
Am I a prisoner?
Well, under the circumstances, yes, Miss Baxter.
Oh.
And now, Captain, were you a smart aleck, as the prisoner charges, and did you call her names?
He called me Vixen. And then he called me a red-headed vixen. And then he called me an insufferable red-headed vixen.
Did you, Captain Haggerty?
Yes, Your Honor, I did.
And just what was the provocation for using such terms?
She bit me, Your Honor.
Not hard, though.
I see. Mr. Vanderogel, have you anything further to say regarding the case?
I don't think I can think of anything to say, Your Honor.
Therefore, your client is ready for sentence?
Yes, Your Honor.
Very well. Althea Baxter, I hereby sentence that you shall pay a fine of $100 and that you shall serve 10 days in the city jail.
Oh.
However, I shall suspend the jail sentence on the condition that you shall attend traffic school for a period of 2 weeks. Said traffic school to be conducted by Captain Haggerty, at the conclusion of which you will take a written examination, which, if you fail to pass, will necessitate your attending the aforementioned traffic school until you do satisfactorily pass the examination. That's all. Call the next case.
All I can say, Mr. Ralph Vanderogel, is a fine lawyer you've turned out to be. Well, you didn't even plead my case.
You didn't have any case to plead, my dear. In fact, I was just thinking how fortunate it is that this state doesn't have capital punishment.
Oh, piffle. You could have at least said something. You didn't have to just stand there. Well, every court case I've seen in the movies, the lawyer does something. He walks up and down and he fixes the judge with an eye and proves beyond any shadow of a doubt that it was strictly a case of exterminating circumstances.
Extenuating, not exterminating.
Extenuating.
And if I'd have fixed the judge with an eye, he'd have fixed me with contempt of court. Althea, I wish you'd develop a little respect for the law. Or at least if you do commit a minor traffic violation, you wouldn't run it up to a felony. And now you'd better get your coat and hat. It's time for you to go to school.
Time for me to... Ralph Vanderogel, if you think for one minute that I'm going to attend some dim-witted kindergarten run by that Captain What's-His-Name...
Okay, Althea, if you want to spend the rest of your life in jail, but it gets rather monotonous.
Ralph, do you mean they'd actually put me in jail?
I mean, they'd actually throw you in jail, Althea.
Oh.
And now, Miss Baxter, would you please assume the perpendicular and inform the class of the proper method of making a left-hand turn?
Sounds like a silly question. Anybody knows you have to turn the wheel to the left.
Yes, that is rather logical. And what do you do in regard to the drivers that are behind you?
That's a trick question, isn't it?
No. Perhaps just sounded like one. I'll put it this way. What is your left hand for, Miss Baxter?
Now, that's silly.
That's silly. Miss Baxter, you may sit down.
Oh, thank you.
And you'll also remain after class for a little private coaching. And in the meantime, you'll take these sheets of paper and a pencil, and you'll write on said sheets of paper, Althea Baxter is a bad girl, 500 times.
The curtain falls on Act One of Love That Law, starring Howard Duff. Our handsome star and our distinguished cast of La Rosa radio players return shortly for Act Two. Wendell, enjoying Howard Duff's performance?
Yes, sir, and I've enjoyed his performance as Radio Sam Spade dozens of times, too. Now, I want Howard to enjoy my performance as I give the recipe for cream chicken ring a la Rosa. All you need, ladies, is La Rosa elbow macaroni. Those luscious golden elbows. And cream chicken, all baked in a ring mold. So satisfying, so economical, so healthfully nutritious.
Sounds wonderful, Wendell. I can almost hear Howard Duff say, love that La Rosa.
Yes, this dish is a hit with every man. Ladies, for the detailed recipe and 100 other wonderful La Rosa treats, consult your La Rosa cookbook. Or if you've not gotten yours yet, send for your big 64-page recipe book today. It's free. Write La Rosa, that's L-A, capital R-O-S-A, care of this station. Now prove La Rosa's superiority yourself. See, taste, compare. See La Rosa's natural golden color, the pure sunshine tone of the world's finest semolina. Taste that luscious La Rosa flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious. Made in the unhurried, old-world way for that just right, firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. That's the reason it's America's largest selling brand. Now here's C.P. McGregor.
The curtain rises on Act Two of Love That Law, starring Howard Duff as Captain Haggerty. Paradoxically speaking, Althea Baxter is, at the moment, in a towering rage. I say paradoxically because Althea is so tiny that it's hard to imagine her in anything towering. But then, the atomic bomb that blew up Hiroshima wasn't very big either, and dynamite comes in small packages, too. You see, Althea is attending a traffic school by special request of the judge. And there she sits, bent over her desk in the front row, darting venomous glances through her long, curving eyelashes at teacher. Teacher happens to be the tall, broad, handsome policeman, Captain Jeff Haggerty. And teacher has ordered that his wayward pupil shall write the phrase, Althea Baxter is a bad girl 500 times. To this moment, she has filled several pages and worn the point off several pencils without dulling the edge of her temper one whit. Well, it's about 9:30 p.m., almost time for class to be dismissed. In fact, the bell should ring at any moment.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's about all for this evening. And don't forget to bring your notebooks tomorrow night. We'll discuss a few little matters concerning driving courtesy. Class is dismissed. Oh, no, no, not you, Miss Baxter. Don't you remember? You're supposed to stay after school like little Becky Sharp.
Now, listen here, Captain, or General, or Commodore, or whatever your silly title is. This has gone just far enough. I'm getting sick of it.
How many times have you written Althea Baxter as a bad girl?
That is none of your business.
May I see the paper, please?
No.
Oh, now, come, come, Althea. Surely you don't want a zero in deportment.
Oh, you...
And now the paper. Let's see now. Althea Baxter is a bad girl. Jeff Haggerty is a big ape. Jeff Haggerty is a flop-eared baboon. Jeff Haggerty is a dope. Jeff Haggerty is a... Oh, why, Althea?
Well?
I didn't know you cared.
The only thing I care about is getting out of this school. It's idiotic and it's childish.
Speaking of childishness, Althea...
What about it?
I just guess that your papa must have spared the rod and spoiled the child when you were littler. You are spoiled, you know, Althea. Either that or it's a case of arrested development.
Captain Haggerty, I'm only attending these classes because it's a court order. But the judge said nothing at all about it being necessary for me to be humiliated and insulted by a pug-nosed, freckled-faced Irish cop with a bully complex. And I don't intend to stand for it.
No?
No. Now, my fiancé's a lawyer, and the very first thing in the morning, I'm going to have him get out a compunction against
you. The word is injunction, Althea, and when you're mad, you're beautiful.
All right, injunction, then, and we'll just see how smart you
are. Your eyes turn into pure emeralds like two little jewels of Ireland.
And furthermore, I'll have my fiancé sue you for slander and declaration of character.
And your hair is like burnished copper, maybe like a golden flame.
I'll stand on my constitution, that's what I'll do.
Two little pink spots come into your cheeks like the blush of spring.
Oh, you shut up.
And now that we understand each other, your assignment for tomorrow night will be to know all the arm signals perfectly. That's all, Miss Baxter. Oh, and if you have any ideas of bringing teacher an apple, don't do it. Cops can't be bribed. It's against the law.
If I did bring you an apple, it'd be poisoned, you insufferable creature. Well, can't you do something, something? After all, you're my fiancé and you're a liar, and there must be some sort of a statute that can be provoked to stop that idiot from making a complete fool out of me.
For the 20th time, Althea, there's nothing I can do. My hands are tied. You've broken the law and you must pay the penalty.
Oh, so you're just going to stand by while that big bully insults my integrity and my character?
Your character? Did he do that?
Well, of course he did.
How?
Well, he said that I was spoiled and that... Well, he said I was spoiled.
Oh.
What do you mean, oh?
Oh.
Oh. You mean you're not fighting mad, and you're not going down there and punch that Captain Haggerty in the nose?
No.
All right, then. It's my turn to say, oh.
What do you mean, dear?
I mean that I'm plenty good and mad. That's what I mean. And don't call me dear.
Althea, there's only one thing to do. Go to traffic school, apply yourself. Pass the examination when it comes up, and then it'll be all over.
You bet your life it will, Mr. Ralph Van der Ogle. And you can put that in your black briefcase and smoke it or carry it. How to pass a car on the left-hand side. Honk your horn, stick your hand out, and try not to hit anybody. Well, Captain Haggerty, I guess our little school days are over, aren't they?
Hmm?
I said, I guess our school days are finished. You know, fini, or pow, as the islanders have it.
Well, not exactly, Miss Baxter.
What do you mean, not exactly? I've been to school 2 weeks. I took the examination.
Yes, but the rules say that you must pass the examination or spend another 2 weeks.
What do you mean, pass the examination? Who didn't?
You didn't.
You
flunked out like a cold herring. And it's now obligatory that you spend another 2 weeks in our little classroom.
Jeff Haggerty, I mean Captain Haggerty, I did so pass that test, and I'm not coming back here to school.
I'm afraid the judge won't like your attitude, Alfred.
Oh, you and the judge can go to... I mean... Oh, Jeff Haggerty! You haven't heard the last...
Time passes. In fact, a whole 2 weeks went by, and again, little Miss Baxter scribbled answers to the traffic school examination. to which Captain Haggerty is adding a collar scheme of bright red goose eggs. The city fathers are commencing to elect committees to probe the city's extensive use of red pencils. Anyway, after Althea handed her papers in, she stood in front of the tall, broad, handsome policeman's desk, looking very tiny and pathetic and innocent. But then, history books insist that Vesuvius looked very innocent, too, just before she went bung and blew Pompeii right off the map.
Well, it looks like we'll have to burn the school down. You flunked again, Althea.
I have not.
Oh, yes, you have. Well, don't just stand there, Althea, darling. Why don't you say something?
I would if I could only think of the words to say. And if I weren't a lady, so I could say... Solid weeks I've spent in that kindergarten for idiots, Ralph Vanderogel. Long enough to get a Ph.D., and I know darn well that I've passed those examinations. But I can't prove it. Now, look, you've just got to do something, something. I know more about traffic conditions now than the chief of police.
Well, are you sure you passed those examinations, Althea?
Of course I'm sure. I even copied down my answers and took them home to check them, and they were right, every single solitary one of them.
If you're positive about Althea, there's only one thing to do.
What, strangle Captain Haggerty with a boa constrictor? I know where I can get one.
It'd be far wiser, Althea, to concentrate on where and how you can get your examination papers. And if you actually have passed them, we'll turn them over to the police commission, and that'll be that.
Ralph, you're a genius. I'll get those papers if I have to blow open the city treasury vault. Good evening, Sergeant.
Well, Faith, and it is that, miss.
Have you seen Captain Haggerty around tonight?
No, ma'am. As a matter of fact, Captain Haggerty's gone out on a special case.
Oh.
Wish no, and what's the matter?
Oh, I was supposed to grade some examination papers for him, and I was late getting here, and now I won't be able to do them. And I'll lose my job.
Well, now, why won't you be able to do them?
Well, because I don't know where the examination papers are. You see, I don't know where Captain Haggerty keeps them.
Well, now, if that's all that's bothering your little head, I'm sure there's nothing to cry about. I know where the captain keeps the examination papers.
Sergeant, do you?
Faith, in that I do. And what's more, I'll get them for you.
Oh, Sergeant, you're a dog.
Your troubles are over.
What do you mean my troubles are over? You mean I won't have to go to that awful school anymore?
That's what I mean, darling. And as far as your friend Captain Haggerty's concerned, you won't have to worry about him anymore either.
Why?
Because he'll probably be looking for another job tomorrow afternoon. I've turned your examination papers over to the police commission. And after you testify at tomorrow's hearing, he'll be through.
Well, supposing I don't want to testify.
Oh, but that's ridiculous, Althea. Anyway, you've got to, or else you'll be held for perjury.
Oh, he'll lose his job. He won't be a police captain anymore?
But isn't that what you wanted, Althea? You told me to fix him up, and I have. So,
oh,
what's the matter?
Oh, Ralph Vanderogel, you can be so stupid sometimes.
Well, I merely was... Hey, where are you going?
Well, Miss Baxter, congratulations. Looks like you've won hands down.
Jeff, I mean, Captain Haggerty,
You might as well make it Jeff. That's what it'll be tomorrow.
Well, isn't there something we can do to stop them?
Why should you want to stop them? You got them started.
Well, then why did you have to keep telling me that I'd failed in my examinations?
You really want to know, Althea?
Of course I do.
Because I fell in love with you. It's the only way I could see you, Orton.
Oh, Jeff. You really mean that?
Mm-hmm. Great laugh, isn't it?
Oh, no, no. No, because you see, I...
You what, Althea?
Oh, I shouldn't say this, but... Well, I guess I've fallen in love with you, too.
You... Althea.
Now it's too late because I'll have to testify tomorrow. I'll be held for perjury and you'll lose your job and then you'll hate me.
Althea.
What?
There's one way out of this, darling. If you'll do it.
Oh, of course I'll do it. What is it?
The law states that a wife cannot testify against her husband.
Oh, Jeff, does it really? You mean it's a new statute or something that we can get a habeas corpus out for you and have the commission provoke their sentence?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jeff, I'm so happy. But, Jeff.
Yeah?
I won't go to traffic school.
And so the curtain falls on Act Two of Love That Law, starring Howard Duff. I'll be back in a moment, but first, here's Wendell Niles.
See, taste, compare. Prove to yourself the superiority of La Rosa macaroni, spaghetti, egg noodles. Tonight, make the three-way La Rosa quality test. See La Rosa's natural golden color, the pure sunshine color of the world's finest semolina, the cream of this year's great durum wheat harvest. Taste that luscious La Rosa flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious. Taste that firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. Look for the big red rose on every package. Get La Rosa, America's largest selling brand. For real economy, remember it's a full pound. Now, once again at the microphone, our producer.
Howard, our play has been very long, and we won't have time for a chat backstage. This means we'll have to wait until you visit us again. Now, Howard, and ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you about our La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars for tomorrow. The story is titled Mary, Mary, Quite Contrary, and our star will be the lovely actress, Margot. This is the story of a career girl who lives in the suburbs, who loves the soil and outdoors. Being cautious and wary of wolves who have a way with gardens and girls, she borrows a husband to stall off what might just possibly become a prospective husband. Till tomorrow, then, thanks for listening, and cheerio from Hollywood.